The Woodstock Film Festival this fall, celebrating its 25th year, is presenting its main slate of distinguished films to screen from October 15th through the 20th at venues across the Hudson Valley towns of Woodstock, Rosendale, Kingston, and Saugerties. This year, and I can't believe it, and I know we talked about this with Maya the last time she was here, but 25 years, Silver Jubilee program featuring new titles from renowned filmmakers, emerging directors, including centerpiece film Blitz, directed by Oscar-winning director Steve McQueen, opening night film Men of War by Billy Corben and Jen Gation, closing night film A Real Pain, directed by Oscar nominee Jesse Eisenberg. 70 full-length films a part of this year's festival. Oh, my goodness. This year's Honorary Maverick Award will be awarded to acclaimed writer and director Paul Schrader. And his writer-director credits include American Gigolo in his latest film, O Canada, in which he reunites with American Gigolo star Richard Gere. And the special screening of that film will take place on Saturday, October 19th, followed by a conversation with Schrader. It's just one of the many, 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 many events going on at the Woodstock Film Festival. And it's a wonderful pleasure, as always, to welcome our dear friend Maya Blaustein to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have you here. Maya is the co-founder and executive director of the festival. This has all been on your watch for a quarter of a century. How does it feel?
Heavy. heavy load, heavy weight. But you know, I love it, obviously. A wonderful weight.
What has it been like? I know we've had discussions over the many years, I think all 25 years, actually, of what it is like to put this festival together. And I will only slightly change the question and say, what's it like when you're putting together a festival and also marking an occasion like your 25th anniversary?
Been getting ready for it now for quite a few months. And there are those expectations out there because it is the 25th anniversary that you want to make something that's special and something that people will really see that you're marking a milestone. It is a milestone, 25 years of anything, but especially for a film festival. So it's been a long journey, and I can't believe that in 3 weeks, exactly 3 weeks, by the way.
Right.
The festival is coming, and like you said, 70, this is just the full-length films, 70 films. We have well over 90 shorts, maybe over 100 shorts at this point, because we keep on adding. on my way here, I was texting somebody at the office, like, do we still have any TBA slots? I have another film I think we want to add. But I changed my mind. We're not adding it. We have a lot of films. They are wonderful. And it's an exciting year for sure.
What is so exciting, too, is that there... I look at this, that you've got 70 films, and that's wonderful, but that there's 70 films that you have deemed worthy, too.
Yes.
That says a lot about the industry and about film and where we are right now, that there's so much good stuff out there that you want to share it with your audience.
Yes, and it's really diverse. First of all, we have, we are fiercely independent, so we have a lot of the smaller gems, the independent films that are made with a lot of passion and very little money. And then we have the big ones that are vying for Academy Awards, many of which I am sure will be nominated for Academy Awards, and some will win. So it really spans the gamut in terms of the high level, lower level, the common thread is that they are all wonderful in one way or another. They're all special. They're all very, very worthy of your time to spend, to go and sit there for a couple of hours and see a wonderful film and meet the filmmaker. This year we got more submissions than ever. Every year it's just growing.
Yeah.
So you have to watch all of them and evaluate all of them. So the decision process is just more difficult. and you end up having to let go of a lot of wonderful films. But you hope that what you end up selecting are the totally, you know, the cream of the crop. I mean, what has been rising to the top. And but I do like to keep it very diverse, so that issues are, are very diverse. The kind of films, the style of the film is very diverse. That the filmmakers, where they are in their careers, from the very emerging to the very accomplished, is diverse. So for those who are looking to see what trying to figure out what to see, I always tell them, be eclectic. I mean, go to the small ones, go to the big ones. Don't go to just this one or that one. Try to be bold and discover.
And just sort of open yourself to all of the different things that are there. We'll get into sort of Myra's game plan of how you can conquer the Woodstock Film Festival in just a moment. I'm curious, though, if when you talk about the films and just giving an idea of, you said the cream of the crop, and that's absolutely the case. Are you always, there is a certain amount of jockeying, I don't want to use the word fighting, but you want, there's certain films that you want that you can't get to.
Always.
Yeah.
It's part of my life.
And what goes into that? Who makes that decision?
Well, I mean, the buck stops with me. I'm ultimately responsible. When it comes to the bigger films, I do have someone who's helping me, but I reach out to all the bigger films, whether it's the distributors or the producers or the directors. And it's the fall season is a very crowded season when it comes to the awards buying films and festivals. So, you know, we are, you know, there's the New York Film Festival, there's the Hamptons Film Festival, there are various festivals that are all showing award season films, or films that are vying to be nominated, ourselves included. And it is a bit of a game there, I suppose. I don't know what game is correct, but it's a process. But we're showing so many of those films that are, I believe, will be nominated for the Academy Award, and I hope people will see them. But again, I do want to emphasize that what you really want to see also are the smaller gems, the hidden gems, because there's so much beauty and passion and content to discover. Because those filmmakers, I mean, we're showing a film that took the filmmaker, I think, 21 years. It's called Sabbath Queen, Sandy Dubowski movie. It's a documentary. 21 years he has been following this subject. And it's an amazing movie. I mean, it's a documentary. We have all these kind of films like that I highly recommend people to discover.
Give us an idea, maybe just a handful of films that people may not, it may not be on people's radars, but you would suggest, like the one you just mentioned, that are special and deserve our attention.
Gosh, there's so many. I will probably skip from narratives to docs, excuse me.
It's fine.
But let's start with Carol Kane, who is a very beloved, wonderful actress, and she stars in one of the films that we are world premiering, Boundary Waters. It's a great film. And Carol Kane is coming. She's going to be there at the festival. If for no other reason, just go there to see Carol Kane and meet her and listen to her, because she's so fantastic. But it's a beautiful film, and everybody from the film is going to be there, cast and crew. That's Boundary Waters. Skipping to a documentary, Beyond the Gaze, Jewel Campbell's swimsuit issue. Jewel Campbell was the editor of, she created the swimsuit issue in Sports Illustrated. And she was a major feminist. And I don't know how many people know this about her, but she in addition to, you know, giving all these incredible supermodels a platform, she protected them so strongly. And all of them are not only just in the film, but they're coming to the festival. Tyra Banks, who is in the film, but also is one of the film's executive producers, is going to be there. There's going to be a very lengthy Q&A after the film, followed by a reception. I hope it will sell out. It should sell out. It's a great film. So that's Beyond the Gaze. Let's see. What else should I... Oh, well, I mean, on the political side, I can mention there are a lot of political films this year, Joe. But one of them is No Other Land. It's a documentary collaboration between a Palestinian film and an Israeli journalist. And it's documenting the destruction of a Palestinian village by the Israeli army, IDF. And that the filmmakers will be there. And that film, that Q&A will be moderated by a local rabbi who's very progressive and compassionate. And the filmmakers were happy to have him moderate it. So I think that the conversation after the film is going to be amazing, and it's really it's all about and collaboration and understanding and compassion rather than destruction and horror. So that one. But on the flip side, we're showing this beautiful narrative called, and it's tiny, called Of Dogs and Men, that was created by an Israeli filmmaker just weeks after October 7th last year. And It's a hybrid film. It takes a young actress, she's a teenager, going to one of the kibbutzes or the villages near Gaza that were destroyed during October 7th, looking for her dog. And along the way, she meets all these people who stayed there or are working there, and they're real. So it's part that narrative, part documentary. It's dealt in such a delicate, sensitive, beautiful way about a very difficult, of course, subject. So and the filmmaker is coming from Israel for that. So you'll have No Other Land, which is one side of the coin, which it's about the destruction of a village in the West Bank, I should have said, and Of Dogs and Men, which is about survive, you know, the aftermath of October 7th. So that's just two sides of similar coin, I suppose. And then one more political film that I can throw in is 64 Days. That is directed by Nick Quested, who, if you remember from the January 6th committee, he was a witness. I think he spoke for 6 minutes. He was embedded with the Proud Boys for quite some time, and he was right there on January 6th with his team, and they documented everything, not just on January 6th, but they really delve into the Proud Boys. He's going to be there along with the subjects and New York Times reporter, and there's going to be a whole great conversation after that. So this is just sampling of some of the political stuff that's going to be at the festival. I can go on and on. I don't know how much you want me to continue, but there's a lot. Can I just say, there's also a lot of fun stuff. There's live music. There's a number of live performances. There's really great animation programs. There's a lot of fun stuff. We do the serious and we do the fun.
And serious or fun, one of the things that I think is so special is that there are many, many, many opportunities for you to discuss what you've just seen and work through it and to discuss with other people. For the serious films, that can be a serious discussion. For the not serious films, that can be a very fun discussion.
Yes.
And either way, that's really meaningful.
I hope so. I really do hope that for the audience, as well as the filmmakers, by the way, that the experience will be not just inspiring and enlightening, but also joyous. So, you're right about that. The serious can be joyous and enlightening as much as the fun,
sure,
the fun stuff. So I hope that everybody will come away with those with that afterwards, learning, being inspired, and also just having a wonderful time.
So in the minute that we have left, give us a sense of the best way. I'm going to give people the web address, which is woodstockfilmfestival.org, of how they plan their time and the best way to make the most of the festival.
Well, definitely go to the website. Highly recommend people to buy tickets ahead of time. But should you not have the time to do that and you discover something very close and you see that it's sold out, don't let that deter you. You can still come. There's always a rush, a standby line outside the theaters, and you can get online, and more likely than not, you'll be able to get in. But look at the website. It's all there. And again, I'm just going to repeat myself because I think it's so important when you go to a film festival to be exploratory and not just to go to the films that, oh, I know this actor, right. I'm sure it's a great film. Everything is great. So allow yourself to just discover.
Keep an open mind.
Please.
Absolutely. October 15th through the 20th, it is the Silver Jubilee of the Woodstock Film Festival, their 25th year. Meyer Blaustein is the Woodstock Film Festival co-founder and executive director, our dear friend. And Myra, thank you so much for the beautiful work that you do in bringing this festival to our region and for sharing with us this morning. Congratulations. Have a gorgeous festival.
Thank you so much. Please come.
WoodstockFilmFestival.org.